Nicholas Negroponte, the head of the One Laptop Per Child project, says Intel withdrew because it's developing a competing low-cost computer. Speaking to Fortune magazine, Negroponte said that Intel was always skeptical about his program because it uses a processor from AMD Corporation, Intel's chief rival. Larry Maggett, a computer analyst based in California's Silicon Valley outside San Francisco, sees benefits in there being competing entries in the under $400 laptop market.
I don't see any harm in having more than one standard. This isn't like two different DVD standards. As long as these all access the same Internet, and as long as there is a suite of software for both, I don't see a big issue.
The first One Laptop Per Child computer, built in Taiwan, is already in production. Even though they cost nearly twice as much as the $100 per unit originally planned, they have been ordered by the governments of Peru and Uruguay. Negroponte, who heads the Media Lab at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, says 2 to 3 million units will be shipped in 2008. Computer analyst Maggid has tested the One Laptop Per Child computer.
I think the Negroponte machine is brilliant. I think it absolutely fits a need. At the same time, I don't see why children in the developing world, any more than the rest of the world, should be stuck with only one option.
Intel's competing Classmate computer is to cost about $250, about 30% more than the green and white XO model from One Laptop Per Child. Other companies are also working on low-cost laptops for schools in developing countries. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.